I hope you've enjoyed and been blessed by our journey into the spiritual truths of Charles Dickens' great, great story, A Christmas Carol. This year I read the book and I listened to it on audio, and I think I saw 6 movie versions of it, and I hope you too were able to either read it or watch a movie version of this great classic. I ask you to join me one more time as we explore another spiritual truth that is appropriate for us here at the beginning of a new year. The theme is seeing people through the eyes of God, and it becomes my prayer for myself and for you for the year 2021. May the Lord bless us with eyes that are wide open. May we see the world and the people in it from Jesus' perspective. Let's start with a harsh statement from Ebenezer Scrooge. It comes from the beginning of the book, before he's had a chance to receive grace and be redeemed by the Three Spirits adventure. A solicitor comes to the door, a fundraiser, asking Scrooge for a donation for the poor. And Scrooge basically says, "Isn't the government taking care of them?" And the man requesting the donation answers that some of the poor would rather die than live in the dirty, terrible, horrific, neglected conditions of the government-run workhouses. To which cold-hearted Scrooge answers very coldly, "If they would rather die, they'd better do it and decrease the surplus population." This is Scrooge. Sometimes he's so comical and sometimes he's so brutal and caustic and inhumane. His nephew Fred usually excuses his uncle's irritating ways. "Oh, that's just Ebenezer being Ebenezer." But in this comment, there's no humor. It's not funny at all. Ebenezer is shockingly cold-hearted towards fellow human beings, and he suggests that the poor are just taking up space, and it would be better if they died and left more space for the rest of us. What happened here is Charles Dickens is taking a shot at the brutal indifference of British leaders who at the time thought ill and punished down-on-their-luck people for their poverty. They blamed them for being poor. Some of the elite even wondered if the poor deserved to live. One of them was the economist Thomas Malthus, who disgusted Charles Dickens. Malthus argued in an essay titled "The Principles of Population" that the population growth would always be greater than the food supply could handle, resulting in poverty and starvation. Malthus even stated that any man unable to sustain himself had no right to live, period. Dickens' concern for the poor, especially children, was rooted in his own childhood experience. His own father was terrible at managing money and was sent to debtor's prison when Dickens was 12 years old. As a result, Dickens was forced to work as a child in a blacking factory, putting on labels on pots of boot blacking. It was a brutal and mean-spirited environment. It was degrading. Shortly before he wrote A Christmas Carol in 1843, Dickens toured the Cornish tin mines, where children were forced to work in dreadfully severe circumstances. After seeing the suffering of London's half-starved illiterate children being cared for in government workhouses, after seeing the cruelty of those in authority and the horrific inhumane conditions, Dickens decided to write a pamphlet condemning the government for its concern, lack of, for the poor. But instead of writing a pamphlet, he chose to write something he thought would have greater impact, and he set to write out A Christmas Carol. "I have great faith in the poor," he wrote after the book was published. "I always endeavor to present them in a favorable light to the rich." In this classic, and I would say God-inspired book, Dickens was trying to get blessed people, successful, well-off people, to see something that they usually miss. Instead of looking past the poor, Dickens wanted people to notice and see and get to know those who were less fortunate. Another of Dickens' works, one that is pretty unknown to most people, was written for his children. He wrote The Life of Our Lord, a simple retelling from Luke's Gospel of the life of Jesus. Dickens believed what the Scriptures taught, that every human has value. The writer of Psalm 139 puts it this way, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." In the very beginning of Scripture, the book of Genesis tells us that people are created in God's image. There's something about God that's embedded in each one of us. Luke reports Jesus saying, "Be merciful, as your Father in heaven is merciful." Well, in the beginning, mercy was not a character trait of Ebenezer Scrooge. He was an elitist who found most people, poor people in particular, to be very troubling and bothersome. And even though we think of Scrooge as quaint and unique, he really wasn't that unusual in holding this perspective. But A Christmas Carol poses a very healthy question. Can someone's view of mercy, of human dignity, of the value of each life, can that change when that person is the recipient of mercy and grace themselves? Scrooge, for no good deserving reason, receives grace and mercy and perspective and a second chance. The four spirits of Christmas Eve, Jacob Marley, Christmas past, present, and then future, have the goal of helping Scrooge find grace and life for which his heart has been longing. And there lies most of the genius of Charles Dickens. Grace and mercy are not just for the poor. They're for everyone, and maybe especially for the well-off and rich, who have settled for so much less than real life. Scrooge's redemption comes because he is shown concern and care, and he starts to see life through God's eyes, and he starts to see other people through God's eyes. This is part of the work of Christmas. This is the work of Jesus Christ. Luke tells us that the grown-up Jesus was approaching the city of Jericho, and a blind man was sitting at the side of the road begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening, and they told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." Then he shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front sternly ordered him to be quiet, and he shouted even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and ordered the man to come to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he said, "Lord, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has saved you." And immediately he regained his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, they praised God. Jesus comes to give new sight to people, to help people like Scrooge, to help people like you and me see ourselves and others in a new way. May we all be blessed with eyes that see in 2021. Amen.